This is the Composer's Datebook for December 17th. I'm John Burge. When Franz Schubert died in Vienna in 1828, he left behind several manuscripts of symphonies unpublished and in some cases unperformed during his short lifetime. It wasn't until today's date in 1865, 37 years after Schubert's death, that his most famous symphony received its premier performance in his hometown of Vienna. This symphony in B minor came to be called the Unfinished, since its manuscript score contained only two completely finished movements, whereas a normal Viennese symphony of Schubert's time should contain four movements. And in fact, a fairly complete piano sketch of the third movement exists, as does a full orchestral score of just the first nine measures of that same movement. When Johann von Herbeck conducted the Vienna Philharmonic in the first performance in 1865, he tacked on the last movement of Schubert's third symphony as a finale. More recently, some scholars have argued that a portion of Schubert's Rosamunde incidental music was, in fact, the missing finale of his symphony. Despite these attempts to finish the unfinished, most performers and audiences seem content to hear the score as Schubert left it, romantically cut short, just like the composer's tragically short life. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.